Welcome to Lunchtime Frights. I'm your host, David. On today's Lunchtime Frights, we learn what happens when you answer a text from a stranger. Spoilers, it isn't good news. You were warned not to come here, but here you are, in the midst of a nightmare racing through your veins. Blood is everywhere, your hands, your face, your body. It's even dripping into your eyes and your mouth, blurring your vision and adding a salted taste to the evening's dread. You hear screams echoing in the giant empty room you're in. And what's scary is, they're your screams. What is happening? And how did you get here? It started innocently enough with a text from a number you didn't recognize. You were walking from the driveway into your home. Another draining day at a job that demands too much and pays too little. And now this. Some idiot spammer sending you a text, asking you a stupid question. How would you like $500? The question is stupid because of course you would like $500. You could use it on rent, food that isn't ramen noodles, gas that lasts longer than a week. You could use it on a lot. But you don't think about the text anymore as you slump inside your home. Well, not until bedtime, when a second text appears with an address you don't recognize. Wait, didn't you report that last text as a spam? You go to sleep and dream about nothing but money. You wake up early, unable to sleep long with all the financial strain keeping your limbs trembling. You decide you need to make a phone call. You've called the number a million times, but never like this. Never this desperate or hesitant. It won't be easy, but it needs to be done.
Hello?
Hey, Dad, how are you?
Yeah, I can't complain. Hey, guys at the office, I got some Cubs tickets.
In the midst of all the chit-chat, you drift away, thinking about Dad's house, his palatial estate in Naperville, miles from the two-bedroom apartment on the south side you grew up in. You picture the plush upholstery, the marble countertops, gleaming in a golden hue, the sofa on the hardwood floor, everything. One day it will be yours. You just have to wait. Until...
You okay?
Dad's voice drags you back into the real world.
Hey, you need help or anything?
And just as you start to shove the uncomfortable words from your throat, you get another text. Same number, same message. Oh, nothing, Dad. Just saying hi.
Okay. Yeah, see you soon.
The address listed in the text is 1738 Parkwood Drive. Probably some kind of scam or a weird prank. But why not try it? Before you leave for work, you reach into a cabinet for a new can of cat food. But it's not there. Another item on the list of groceries you can't afford until Friday. Or maybe there's a better idea. You hold Smokey in your arms and think about how much he's costing you. Food, kitty litter, those squeaky toys he gets bored with after a few weeks. the upholstery he devours, the cabinet doors he scratches up. When you recall a coworker who was looking for a pet and willing to pay top dollar for one, you decide Smokey's coming to the office with you. You give him a peck on the cheek and he gives you a scratch behind the ear. He whimpers as you take him to the car. It's like he knows only one of you is coming back from the office. On the way to work, he screeches, and the screeches continue. But there's more than sadness in those screeches. There's a warning there. Another day of stress, tedium, and too much coffee. And when it's over, you go directly to the address in the text. You step out of your car and take a lengthy gaze around the block. Not quite a dangerous place, but you're happy the sun hasn't yet set. The houses are run down, mostly abandoned and barely upright. The house with the address is a modest A-frame, drab gray paint peeling from a crumbling exterior, dust-coated windows shattered, sidewalk littered with grime. The home is the only one on the block, smothered in darkness, as if followed by a dark cloud above. You're not scared, just curious, until you hear that laughter inside. You somehow know those cackles are aimed at you and nobody else. You creep to the door, notice it's half open. A big brown envelope inside, just sitting there, inviting itself into your life. Another text. The message reads, "It's all yours." "What's the catch?" you reply. The answer, "Are you ready to roll the dice? Type yes or no." Without hesitation, you type yes. You bend to pick up the envelope, but your eyes and ears are hungry for more information. So you push the door open just enough to peep inside. Nothing but an empty living room, a cheap leather couch, its springs arching from its tattered cushions. A carpet covered with aluminum trays from half-eaten TV dinners. Coffee stains streak across the kitchen counter. The refrigerator's yellowing door dangles from its hinges as the light inside it flickers off, then on, then off. But what you hear is a little different. You hear a screech, too far away to make sense of. Maybe it's a siren. Who knows? But you pick up the envelope anyway and backpedal to your car before anyone sees you. You go home and open the mystery envelope before you're even fully in the front door. As promised, it's 500 freshly minted bills. You have a million questions and you ignore them all. But there's one you can't ignore for long. Why can you still hear that screech? Even in your dreams, it's there, haunting you, reminding you who you are. Wait, is that Smokey? The next day starts on a familiar note. Another text from the mystery number. This time the dollar amount is bigger, $50,000. Same message though. Do you want it? Are you willing to roll the dice? Your answer is the same. You see the address flash across your phone's screen. And as soon as work is over, you are there. This time it's a nicer neighborhood, one boasting lawns and gardens that are flawlessly sculpted into one endless stretch of green, red, and pink. The houses pierce the sky above, each one broader and higher than the last. The texted address is right before you, the block's most flamboyantly adorned estate. With nobody around, you step forward. But this time, there's no package in the doorway. But the door is half open. Why not step inside after a careful glance around? You want to bathe in the luxury of the living room. Its plush carpet, its otherworldly glow, its giant pillowed sofa, the way it invites you to take a seat. But you're not there for a visit. You are there for the envelope. You take a slow spin, drinking in the place and searching for it. You get a text. Are you ready to roll the dice? Type yes or no. This time you hesitate, but after a deep breath, you type yes. The next text gives you a simple instruction. Look behind you. You turn slowly, and it's there. It's not clear how you stepped inside without seeing the giant box inside the door. But it doesn't matter. The package is there, and now you can leave. But before you do, you take a second to soak up the silence. Until something down the hallway stabs at the quiet, sparks your curiosity. You hear chuckles, deep laughter that sounds familiar. Dad? But that would be impossible. You follow the laughter down the hallway. You think you see someone laying there, but probably not. The lights are out. And as you walk closer and closer, a rigid hand finds your neck. You turn and hit it again and again. Something falls to the carpet, something small and sharp. You reach on the carpet around you, looking for anything you can use. Anything to defend you against this invisible monster. And you find something, something metallic. You grab it and stab whatever is in front of you. You swing and swing and swing and keep swinging until those chuckles stop. Blood is everywhere. Your hands, your face, your body. It's even dripping into your eyes and mouth, blurring your vision and adding a salted taste to the evening's dread. You hear screams echoing in the giant empty room you're in. And what's scary is, they are your screams. What is happening? And how did you get here? You're home now. After hours of cleaning, the blood is gone from your hands. But somehow you know the nightmare isn't over yet. You count the money for a third time, and somehow it still doesn't seem real. Maybe it isn't. Maybe the whole thing is just the weirdest dream you've ever had. You think about calling Dad, checking up on him, telling him about the dream, and making sure it was a dream. Making sure he's okay. But not tonight. Tonight, you're staying far away from your phone. Thank you for joining us on Lunchtime Frights. I'm your host, David. For more tales of terror, check out coppervox.com. We'll catch you next week. So you better run fast.